What did you think about seeing David Quisenberry out there and him talking to the team at all?
Man, it was a special moment, you know, just to know that he's fighting what he's going through and everybody, the whole team behind him. It's a good thing.
How much do you think that lifted the team to see him out there?
Well, a lot. The guys was telling congratulations, not on what's going on, but him fighting and we behind him, letting him know we behind him 100%. And we're going to keep men behind him praying for him.
How long were you dealing with the groin injury?
When I got here, you know, that's what one of the issues was when I got here. So we just want to get it taken care of and get looking forward to
it. So you had it prior to?
No. It was just when I got here, they just wanted to check me out, and I told them it was a little pain. It was like, we just don't want to linger over to the season, so we got taken care of before anything.
So it wasn't an issue last season?
No.
Disappointing that you weren't able to take part in minicamp?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm still learning from the sideline, still learning the playbook. That's the biggest thing right now. And then looking forward to camp coming.
How have you made the transition? Where do you feel like you are in that process?
Well, I'm still learning. You know, that's the biggest transition here. I just figured out, like, everybody in the NFL can play, but you dish yourself from being smarter in the game, learning the game more than others.
Do you think you're going to be restricted at all at the beginning of training camp?
I can't tell you that right now. Right now, I know I'm going to rehab every day and looking forward to getting better, getting ready for camp.
You seem to be walking okay already a little bit. Do you have a timetable when they're going to let you start doing a little more? Is there still a lot of pain? I guess we should start there.
I mean, the pain, I mean, the injury's getting better every day, day by day. I'm just looking forward, like I said, getting healthy and looking forward to training camp.
Have they told you that you'll be ready for training camp or anything like that?
Nobody's talking. It's just one day at a time. Cap say one day at a time, and that's what I'm going to do, take it one day at a time and come in every day as much as possible to get healthy.
You alluded to it. How does it help you to learn from the sidelines and look at your iPad and all that, even though you can't be out there doing the mental reps and that sort of thing?
It still helps me a lot, you know. Mental reps is a lot, everything. I mean, I take mental reps when I'm out there just watching everybody else go through it. But now I'm on the sideline, I get a lot of mental reps. So, and I get a lot of extra help, I mean, going into getting here early all the time now that I'm injured. So, it's getting a lot of film study.
What's the biggest thing you've taken away from so far your time, whether it's actually working out or watching in terms of playing at this level? Is it the fact, like you alluded to it, everybody can play at some, you know, at some level?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest things I figured out. Everybody trying to be a pro, you got to learn how to be a pro. That's taking care of your body, eating right, just learning, you know, learning the game. Our coach tries to teach us that every day, and I'm still learning myself, so I'm just taking one day at a time and get better at it.
Bill said that he suggested to all the rookies that you stick around this summer. Do you plan to?
Yeah, I'll be here.
The whole time?
Pretty much.
Did the mental aspect of the game surprise you? How much?
No, I kind of figured that it was going to have to. I was trying to learn the game when I got there. So, I mean, I'm just really learning from just about everybody on the defense, learning from the vets. Some of the offensive line, I also talk to them all the time. They be telling me some moves I should use and that'll work since I'm so fast off the edge. They'd be like, you should try certain moves. And I just take in what they're saying and try.
With Mike Vrabel being a positional coach, how much one-on-one time have you had with Romeo Cannell?
Not much. I don't talk to him a few times, but, I mean, we all talk to him every day in the meeting room. He take in what you want. Anytime you want to talk to him, you know, he says doors are always open. So, I mean, you just got to go up there and talk to him. But I always listen to Coach Vrabel. I talk to him just about every day. What I need to do to get better. So,
is standing up.
Process, what is the most important part of this process now leading up to training camp for you?
Well, this month right here coming up, when everybody's out, knowing what they want to do, how do I take this month and get better as a football player? That's what I'm going to do.